dear friends, straight from the Ocampo Clinic, we have now the formal statements of Dr. Kaido on the death of Secretary Paulino Garcia. Hello, Dr. Kaido?
Yes.
You're on the air, sir. Would you like to make the statement formal, please?
Well, the Secretary of Health, Paulino J. Garcia, expired at 2 o'clock this morning from heart attack.
Any information you can give us, sir, on the before that, sir? What time was he brought into the hospital?
About 11:30. He was on his way home from Malacañang.
And he got the attack at what time, sir?
Well, he was in his car.
Yes.
On his way home, he had an attack, so they have to stop and bring him to the Ocampo Clinic hospital.
What happened then, there, doctor?
Pardon?
What happened after that?
Well, they gave him emergency treatment.
Yes.
And, well, he had a fatal course.
Is this because of thrombosis, sir?
Yes.
What's the problem? Did the secretary by any means have other heart attacks in the past?
Well, I suppose so. He had complaints of sternal pain, substernal pain.
So he died at exactly 2 o'clock. Did he die in the operating room or in his room, sir?
Well, it's in the emergency room.
In the emergency room?
Yeah.
Is his family there already, sir?
Yes.
Well, Dr. Kaido, thank you very much. And please convey our condolence to the family of Secretary Paulino Garcia.
All right.
Thank you very much, doctor.
I'll do that, sir. Thank you.
Po ba ang inyong
yan? Oo, at ako'y humawak na lang ho rito at akala ko talaga ng babaksak ang building.
Ay, kasi ho, akala namin kami lang ho dahil kamuti, malapit na ho, parang magigiba na ho ang bahay namin. Nagising na lang kami talagang akala namin huli na ho na rin.
Ah, saan ba ho kayo nakatira?
Dito lang ho kami ngayon sa Colorado.
Aha, sino ho sila?
Ito ho si Mrs. Dixon.
Mrs. Dixon?
Oo, Carmelita Dixon ho.
Aha, well, I'm waiting for, I'm trying to get in contact with Volcom, no? And the Weather Bureau. To try to see what brought about this tremor, no? Okay, ma'am.
Maraming salamat po.
Wala pong ano man. For all emergencies, we have two telephones. We imagine, and I hope not, and I pray to God, that there has been no damage anywhere in the city. Call me up at telephone number 30079 and 30070. Hello, Johnny Midnight, good morning. Pancho?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we were talking to each other this morning. Na naramdaman mo rin dyan?
Hindi, nag-uusap tayo nun, di ba?
Naputol yung linya.
Oo. Akala ko, niloloko ko ni Ambo. Dahil nakahiga ko din sa lamese. So, maramdaman ko, ang truck kumahatras. Itong tatlong para-engine dito. Ngayon, nakita ko, meron bigla nag-aasul doon sa may bandang silangan, ika-isikata ng araw. Ang tagal. Ginawa nila ang butakbon din sa labas. Masama, tabi kami ng building dito sa radio station eh. Labas kami ngayon, tagal. Tapos itong truck maatras, maabante. Ganyan-ganyan ang naramdaman ko no, sa Tagupan.
Yeah, and you remember the tremors also 1931?
1963 naman, umaramdaman ko sa Tagupan.
Pero ito masyadong malakas ha, isandali lang. Pancho, isandali lang ha. John and Midnight, good morning. Hello? Hello? Yes?
Dito rin.
Sino ang tumatawag?
Si Buddy ho.
Buddy?
Balongan.
Balongan. Tigas ano sila?
Taga Cubao ho.
Taga Cubao. Malakas ba ho riyan?
Oo. Pati dito sa bahay namin eh. Pati mga aso nagtatahula.
Buddy no? Kung may mabalitaan ka lang nangingilangan ng tulong dyan, eh, tumawag-tawag ka rito kagad, ha? Okay, buddy, salamat, ha?
Salamat.
Okay. Yes, Pancho?
Yung registration dito, no? Alam mo, malakas ang kuha ng contact nito sa Weather Bureau, kaya tumatawag ngayon, alamin at ipapasok ko agad sa'yo kung ano ang kuha, ha?
Okay.
Kung maunahan ka, at mauna naman ako, ipapasok ko agad sa'yo, ha?
Okay, Pancho?
Okay.
Thank you, ha? Yes, my dear friends, it is unbelievable, really unbelievable. Oh boy. I had to hold on to anything I could hold on because I thought the whole building was going to collapse. Oh my God.
Hello, Johnny Midnight.
Mr. Johnny Midnight.
Yes, sir.
This is Vic Viscocho from Subic Bay, Philippines.
Yes, sir.
We just felt that tremor, you know.
Yes, it was a very strong one.
Yeah.
And I believe Manila has felt it more than anybody else.
You know, we got a line of vehicles here lined up.
And,
I was surprised. They were shaking like a rocking... rocking chair, you know?
Yes, it's really horrible, no? Now, yeah. The only thing is to keep tight, and we're trying to get in contact with the Weather Bureau or Volcom and try to find out what has caused this tremor, no?
No damage yet.
Well, no calls have been coming in yet. We're waiting, and I hope not. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Johnny.
Bye-bye. Hello. Uh-huh. We have more telephone calls. Johnny Midnight, good morning. Hello? Yes? Good morning, ma'am.
Naman lahat ng presidente namin, lumipad.
Oh, sino sila?
Miss Manaloto po.
Miss Manaloto, tiga sano sila?
San Andres, Bukit.
San Andres, konting relax lang ho, no?
Nabuksan ho itong presidente.
Oo, huwag ko kayo masyadong ma-excite, ano? And try to keep calm. The telephone's ringing. Johnny Midnight, good morning. Hello?
Johnny?
Yes?
Canlas ito, no?
Yes, Mr. Canlas.
Canlas, Johnny sa Pasay.
Sa Pasay?
Oo.
Uh-huh.
Masyadong malakas ang lindol nito since 31 siguro.
Oo, 1931 ho ang pinakamalakas na umabot dito sa Maynila ho.
Anong saan ang pinaka...
Hindi pa ho natin malaman, no? At
hindi ka ba tumawag?
Hindi pa ako makatawag at naputulan nga ako ng mga linya, no?
Oo. Oh.
Ngayon lang na nabalik ko ang power.
Anong oras naramdaman dyan?
Naramdaman ho ng mga 4.21.
4.21?
4.21 ho.
Within how many minutes dyan eh?
Well, it must have taken about 5 to 7 minutes.
5?
Hanggang matapos ho.
Ah,
No?
Jadi...
Relax lang ho, Mr. Canlas.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call back again dyan eh.
Yes. We have more calls coming in. Telephone number 30079 and 30070 for all emergencies. Johnny Midnight, DZQL. Good morning.
Johnny.
Yes?
This is Mrs. Paredes.
Mrs. Paredes, good morning.
Hi. It's too strong.
Where are you calling from, Mrs. Paredes?
Here in Broadway.
Uh-huh. Any damage?
In the city. Well, all my family was moving.
Yes?
I was shouting and...
Well, Miss Paredes, try to relax and, I think it has passed already and I'll try to find out what has caused it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Just relax, ma'am. I have more telephone calls. Hello, Johnny Midnight. Good morning.
Hello, Johnny Midnight.
Yes?
Pwede bang ma-complain tong kwan dito? Kwan ang miral ko, makikiutang na loob lang kung maaari.
Go ahead, sir. Sino sila?
Si Ben Lagman, ho.
Tigasan ho sila?
Tagasan man, ho.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Lagman.
Manyari yung pangsi rito, may kapit ditong kuryente.
Oo.
Wire, lagot, kumikislap-kislap.
Oo.
Galaw ng galaw.
Nakikinig ko sa atin ng Meralco na yun, ano? Saan lugar ho yan?
San Juan, San Miguel.
San Juan, San Miguel.
San Juan pala.
Ho?
San Miguel, San Juan.
San Miguel, San Juan.
Uh-huh.
Anong kalye ho yan?
San Miguel, San Juan nga.
San Miguel, ha?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll try to get Meralco on the telephone also.
Please.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you.
We have four calls here. Hello, Johnny Midnight. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, sino sila?
Si Makasis po.
Uh-huh. Ano ho yun?
Tumawag po dahil napakalakas po ng ano.
Oo, talaga naman ho. Konting relax lang ho, no? At nakalipas na ho. At saan ho kayo tumatawag?
Dito sa Santa Ana po.
Sa Santa Ana, ha? Wala ba ho kayo nababalitaan dyan na nakaroon ho ng konting damage or yan o ano?
Nalaman ko po ay yung ilaw lang.
Yung ilaw lang, ha?
Ilaw.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Maraming salamat.
Wala po naman. We have more telephone calls coming in. Hello, Johnny Midnight. Good morning. Yes? Yes, I'm off the air, I know. Yeah, we're on the air now. Who's this? Quirino District. Who's on the line, please? Hello? Miss Gomez?
That's right.
Yes, any damage on that part?
No, not so far.
Well, just let me know in case anybody needs my help, okay?
Don't have the lights are off.
The lights are off. Well, just keep tight.
The lights went off, and everybody just called up that one of his kids fell off the bed.
Uh-huh.
Here's the camera. What's on hand?
Yes, well, Miss Gomez, just try to keep tight and relax only, huh?
Yes, one of the kids was on and fell off the bed. Here's the camera.
Okay, and Miss Gomez?
Yes.
Thank you very much for that news, huh?
All right.
We have more calls here, and I believe this is not going to stop till, hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Sino sila?
Sani ho.
Sani?
At na ho, taga Bito Cruz.
Bito Cruz?
Oo.
So, ano ho nangyari ho riyan?
Naramdaman ko, di primero, di nagising ako.
Oo.
Ngayon din, tumindig ako, pumunta ako sa pintuan namin.
Oo.
Bumukas ako sa pinto.
Yes?
Ngayon din yung ano, pag kuhan ko sa pinto, di yan yung pinto rin, gumagawag, pati rin ako.
Uh-huh.
Yung harap namin, uning parang kumilat.
Uh-huh.
Ayun, yung pagkidlat ko, yung naputol yung ilaw namin.
Ah, yun na siguro sa kuryente, no?
Oh, siguro po.
Kung meron ho kayo nakikita mga putol na kuryente riyan, ha? Eh, pakireport niyo kagad dito sa akin, ano?
Opo.
Okay, sana yung salamat, ha?
Okay, thank you.
Your correct time now all over the Philippines, exactly 37 minutes after 4 o'clock in the morning. We have more telephone calls. Hello, Johnny Midnight.
Hello.
Yes?
Hi.
Who's calling, please?
Ms.
De Guzman? What can I do for you? Saan ho kayo tumatawag?
San Francisco del Monte.
San Francisco del Monte.
Oh.
Malakas ba ho riyan?
Sabi ho, malakas. It lasted for 7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes. Approximately 7 minutes, no?
Yung mga anak namin sa bar, naglaglag sa kayong chandelier sa kwarto.
Oh. Just keep tight, no?
Yes.
At nakalipas na ho yung lindol, ano?
Ano bang ano noon?
We will try to find out as soon as I can get hold of the weather bureau, ha? Huh?
Kasi nakita ho namin meron silaw sa langit. Tuday.
Oh, no? That has been also reported by Navotas, no? Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much, huh? We have more calls, and I believe this is not going to stop at all. Hello, Johnny Midnight. Good morning.
Hello, Johnny Midnight.
Who's on the line, please?
This is Navarrete.
Navarrete from?
From Lubiran, Bacoot, Santa Mesa, Manila.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I would like to report that the transformer...
Yes?
Along Lubiran, near the compound of permanent concrete product, exploded.
Permanent concrete?
Yes.
What is that street?
Lubiran.
Lubiran?
Corner Cordelleria.
Cordillera?
Bacoot, Santa Mesa.
Bacoot, huh?
This is a matter for the Meralco.
Yes, Bacoot, Santa Mesa.
This is not only contacting Meralco, no?
Yes.
About that exploded transformer.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Calls now. Hello? Okay.
Hello, Johnny Midnight. Good morning. Yes?
Gusto ko pala ako paalam sa inyo na dito sa Malabon, nalagot na kami ng kuryente.
Oho, just keep tight ho, relax lang ho ng konti, no? At ang Meralco ho, nagpadala na ho ng mga emergency unit dyan, ano?
Hindi lang yata, wala pa nakapag-report ho dito sa Malabon ho eh.
Oho, kaya ho, that's why I'm accepting all these calls now, no? So that the Meralco will be able to go to your aid right away, ha? Kuidado lang ho yung mga wire dyan, no? Okay.
Ako, sana dito ma-report nyo lang ho na dito sa Nabal Street.
Nabal Street, ha?
Nabal Street, Malabon, Rizal, ho.
Nabal Street, Malabon, Rizal.
Apo.
Okay.
Nagot po ang kuryente dito, nakalawit sa may karsada, eh. Baka makakapa.
Oo, ha? Oh, kuidado lang doon sa mga, sabihin yung mga naglalakad mo riyan, ha?
Apo.
Okay.
Salamat po.
Hello, Johnny Midday. Good morning.
Hello, magandang gabi po.
Magandang gabi. Umaga na ho.
Umaga na po muna.
Sino ho sila?
Ako si Romeo Pineda.
Yes, Mr. Pineda. Saan kayo tumatawag?
Dito sa 316-4-6-D, San Paloc, Manila.
Oo.
Mas malakas ang ugawa rito.
Aha.
Alam mo kaya mas malakas? 931 o ngayon ang...
Hindi ko lang ho malaman at hindi pa nakukontak ho ang Weather Bureau at hindi pa ho tumitigil ang mga tawag ho rito, no? Okay.
Salamat ha.
Wala po naman. Hello, Johnny Midnight. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hindi ko kaya makakamunta kayo dito. Wala kang kuryente.
Sino sila?
Si Cristanal yun, ho.
Saan ho wala akong kayong kuryente, ho?
Sa 105 Bulacan Street, ho.
105 Bulacan Street, ha?
Dito sa Caloocan. Ang buong Bulacan Street, ho, wala eh.
Sa Caloocan, ha? Okay, hintayin lang ho ninyo mga tawa ng Meralco, no?
Okay.
At marami hong nalagutan ng mga high tension wire, ha? At kuidado lang ho kayong maglakad sa kali na yun, ha? Okay.
Let's try to see if we can contact the Weather Bureau. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Reyes, no?
Mr. Reyes, what can I do for you, sir?
Would you kindly air it to the radio, no?
Yes.
Asking... the people, especially in further places,
yes?
To call you and gave some information regarding...
I will try to put some long-distance calls to the Visayas also, no?
And especially...
And to the north.
The government concerns.
Yes.
And informing you of the reports.
Yes. I've been trying to get hold of one of my lines, but they seem to be very busy all the time, no? Because a lot of people are calling up the station.
Yeah. All right.
Mr. Reyes, well, thank you very much for the suggestion, huh?
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see now if I can get the line. Hello?
Sunny?
Yes?
Did you notice the earthquake?
Yes. It was quite strong, don't you think so?
Yes, you had light there.
Yes, I thought the whole building was going to go down.
Oh.
Who's this on the line?
It's Malu.
Malu?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Malu?
Kansas City,
huh?
Very dark, completely dark.
You don't have any lights there?
None.
Well, just hold tight because Meralco has just advanced all its units, huh?
Do you have lights now?
Yeah, we have lights here. That's why we're able to broadcast, huh? Okay, Malu.
Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Jenny?
Yes?
Bradley.
Hello?
John?
Yes?
Oh, do you feel it there?
I'm very strong, eh?
Terrific guy, huh?
I tell you, I thought the whole building was going to crumble.
Oh.
Anyway, don't get shocked or anything, no? I know a lot of people were shocked by it. And I'm trying to place a call now to the Weather Bureau, huh?
Yeah, I think you're right after you play the top.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I'm on my way.
Okay, Rafi.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Hello? There, I was able to get the free line, no? What brought about this tremor, sir?
This tremor was, it's quite strong. In fact, it was intensity 6 for Manila.
Intensity 6?
Yes, sir, and intensity 5 for Quezon City. It means that Manila was nearer to the center of this tremor.
Uh-huh.
And this is quite strong, and there are hazards outside.
I know, that's why...
Please caution them not to go out. The listeners not to go out.
Who's on the line, sir?
This is Tamayo, sir.
Mr. Tamayo, can I keep this line open?
Yes, sir. Please do.
We would like to caution the
public not to go out because there are loose wires.
Yes.
And loose things that will eventually fall, and it may fall on them if they are outside.
Mr. Tamayo, by any chance, have you received any news from any provinces?
The only information we had is from the Liman station,
where
we have these instruments for determining the intensity and all that here. And they reported that their intensity there was 5 and for Manila is 6.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Tamayo, I'll keep the line open between you and me and the Weather Bureau, sir, for anything, no?
Yes, sir.
We can inform the public, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll don't hang up, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'll try to call up now and make long-distance calls to the Visayas and to Northern Luzon.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're going to have that line open there.
Just a moment ago.
Yes.
Intensity 3.
Intensity 3, huh?
Yes, at 446.
446?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And that lasted for how many seconds?
One moment.
Oh, boy. I hope there's no more of this. Because I'm inside the building right now, and a while ago it was horrible, I tell you. I had to hold on into the turntables.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
They could not get the time, but it was about 3 to 5 seconds.
3 to 5 seconds only, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm still keeping the line open for you, huh? Just for any emergencies.
This may be a station of Manila Electric Company which has went down or it might have break down.
Uh-huh.
And a big electric generator.
Yes.
When it breaks down due to this may cause this
coloration
of the sky because there's got tremendous electric power involved.
Uh-huh.
Then we saw that from here.
Yes.
It was first the red light, then probably the power controlled, it became a blue one.
I hope it is not the new station of Meralco that.
We hope so because this station is somewhere there at Mandaluyong Avenue, I think.
Yes. This was inaugurated yesterday.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh boy.
We hope so. It is not. this is just a conjecture on our part.
Yes. Well, I'll still keep the line open for you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ngayon,
nag-crack po itong pan dito, itong building dito.
Nag-crack po ang building?
Malaking damage po.
Dito lang sa Intramuros yan, ano?
Oo, sa Miaduano.
Bagong gawa lang yung building ninyo?
Hindi po sa amin. Taga-Comelec ako eh.
Taga-Comelec. Bagong gawa lang yung building dito sa corner ng Aduana, hindi ba?
Oo, pero sira-sira po. Yun yung pader eh, nahati.
Aha.
Lumundo yung pinaka-division eh, sa baba. Salamino, basag lahat.
Aha, sino sila?
Si Ador Dato.
Mr. Dato, marami po salamat, Oriana. The fire department is just in front of that place, so I believe they will be able to assist anybody who is inside that building, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. There you have it, the building has cracked and that's newly constructed only. Hello, John and Midnight, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Sa pako, may wala pang kuryente.
Wala pa, maghintay-hintay walang kayo ng konti, no? At relax lang walang konti, wag ko kayong masyadong mananerbios, ha?
Thank you.
Okay. You're correct time now, exactly 17 minutes and a half after 5 o'clock in the morning. Hello, John and Midnight, good morning.
Hello?
Yes?
This is Sabina Rason.
Yes, Ms. Rason, what can I do for you?
Wala ko kaming tubig dito sa Quezon Boulevard.
Quezon Boulevard, ha?
Oo.
Just wait, no? Maghintay lang ho kayo at konting pasensya lang ho, no? Huwag ho tayong maninervous ng masyado at alam mo ninyo, marami hong naputulan ho ng kuryente, no?
Tsaka meron ho magpaso?
Sa aking palagay ho, walang pasok dahil ang nasabi ho ng Weather Bureau, delikado hong lumaka doon ngayon sa mga lansangan dahil marami hong naputulan ng mga kuryente, no?
Meron po kaya ngayon?
Meron ho, no? At kaya ho, pinalabas ho namin ang mobile unit ng ABS-CBN para malaman ho natin mga balita-balita dyan sa paligid natin, ano?
University, oh, meron din?
Oh, meron nga nabalita namin na matay ho riyan sa may Arellano University, no?
Ah.
Okay, maghintay-hintay lang kayo ng mga balita, no?
Ah.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling your next call. Hello? 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 Let's see.
Hello sir, the presidential was talk to you.
Yes sir, go ahead.
Moment.
My dear friends, I think we're going to have the president on the air. In just
good morning,
a little...
sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Is
Johnny Midnight?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm late. You made your message last night.
Yes.
And the first lady is grateful for informing her.
Yes.
The president made an announcement.
Yes.
That I would like you to announce that there will be no classes.
No classes for today?
Yes.
And that will include all schools and universities?
Hold on, please, hold on. That's
yes?
What I don't know.
Uh-huh. Let's see. This is direct from the study room, I think, of
Hello.
Yes, sir?
This is the president.
Good morning, sir.
Who is this?
This is Johnny Midnight, sir, from
yes,
registration DZQL.
I want you to announce that I have ordered the suspension of all classes, of all grades and colleges and universities.
That's wonderful, Mr. President. Mm. Sir, you're on the air right now.
Is that so?
Yes.
Very good.
Would you like to make an appeal to your people, sir?
Yes, I appeal to the people to be calm, because according to reports, there is not too much damage. Several buildings down, two fires going on, one in Far Eastern and one in Pier 9, Shed C. I have ordered all the police agencies to be on the alert and to give support and succor to all the people who are in need. The Meralco is clearing the streets of all possible lines that may cause any injury. The Philippine Constabulary has several teams that are available and ready, and they are moving around in the event that the local police should need any help. The fire department says that they have everything under control. The highways, the Commission on Highways has been alerted. They have several record teams. They're going around checking on bridges in the event that any trucks may use them. If they have and if they have cracked and can't be utilized, they'll be closed. The NAWASA has been directed to organize its teams to police the different main lines and keep the water coming in. The health department has several ambulances ready for any emergency, and the same thing is true of the armed forces and the Philippine Constabulary. In short, all measures have been taken to take care of any eventuality and any consequence of these intensity
and we send our condolences to the family. That's all.
Well, Mr. President, thank you very much.
This is Johnny Midnight.
Yes, sir.
Are you still on?
Yes, sir.
Good, wonderful job.
I've been on from midnight, sir.
Very good. Keep it up.
We'll try to continue as long as possible, sir.
Is there anything else you wanted to know and wanted to me to tell the people?
Well, Mr. President, I think you have informed them on everything, and your appeal for them to keep calm is wonderful. I've been asking them to keep calm also.
Good.
And we will keep our telephones here open for your disposal for any, any news that you would like to give them or any proclamations, no?
Very good.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Johnny.
And good morning. You just heard the President of the Philippines, President Marcos, giving you the official proclamation that classes are suspended as of today.
Dynamic!